Absolutely, Donal. We've had a very good working relationship with Donegal County Council over the years, and what we're doing today is renewing our memorandum of understanding and re-signing it for the next 5 years. And our relationship with the council stretches over a broad range of activity, but mainly the main focus is the development of the county, the engagement to improve the county socially and economically, and that we can work together better to improve that.
Now, obviously, there's formal involvement with Donegal County Council through the MOU. There's involvement on the board, and there's going to be formal meetings. But there will also be informal discussions and informal contacts between college representatives, councillors, members of the executive, and so on. And they're going to be very important in formulating policy for both institutions.
Oh, definitely. You know, we have worked that out a long time ago in terms of the contribution we make here within the county and the necessity to be connected with the local authority. And that spreads into all the activity within the county itself, but also on a cross-border basis with the development of the North West City region and the work that's going on there. So we've worked very closely with Seamus Neely in the past and now with John McLaughlin as chief executive and with the elected representatives. And we see ourselves as playing a major role within the development of the county, and we see ourselves doing that better with the council and continuing to develop that relationship into the future.
As you said, we have the Northwest City Initiative. We also have the Shared Island Unit, which the Taoiseach has been promoting, and there'll be opportunities in that, and you and the council will be working together to ensure that those opportunities are maximised wherever possible.
It's really important to us. I think the council has done great work with the Derry City and Strabane District Council in developing the concept of the Northwest City region, and that's opened up a space for us to engage with our partners on the cross-border basis in the further and higher education space, including Donegal ETB as well. And I think as we move towards technological university status next year as well, it'll be really important for us to maintain that relationship with the local authority and that the university encourages that development and make sure that we're engaged locally, which is really important in the development of the university as well.
And finally, as you said, the Technological University will be a reality in the coming months, and from that point of view, even more opportunities to enhance what the college is offering and more opportunities to ensure that that offering is tailored as much as possible to the needs of Donegal, and the input of the council as well as the college is going to be important in that.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to move, when we become a technological university with our partners in Sligo and GMIT, we'll be an institution of 22,000 students and over 2,000 staff. So the scale that we're bringing will be significantly greater than where we are currently. But we have significant strengths here on the Letterkenny and Killybegs campuses within County Donegal. We want to retain those. We want to make sure that that's a distinctive capacity or competence of the actual new university, and developing the relationship with Donegal County Council will only enhance that. So we see ourselves playing a major role in the new technological university and making sure that we deliver for the county as the new university emerges.